Okay, I name that had a lot of details. I was in this museum, I think. Let's see, yes, it's a museum. And there's stuff going on in the main floor. I think there's like a live presentation or something, a demonstration. I was hanging out in the... there's something before that too. But let's go over the museum. So I was hanging out in the upper floors. One of the floors had a station about how there are different chambers in which you could interact by turning cranks that were outside of that chamber. The chamber was visible via glasses. The first chamber showed how there's all this earth mass sitting at the bottom, and you could like turn it up and then show different effects. And these effects actually don't exist; it just existed in the dream. Let's see, one of them. So you turn up the crank, and what you do is that the soil, it's a very viscous soil, like clay, I think. You turn the crank, and a portion of the soil would, form a sticky piece and start rotating around the axis of the crank or something. It'll slowly form into bigger and bigger, and then that tilled the soil, that moved around the soil, and then it became very big. It touched the floor. It was super big, and it had a lot of soil attached to it, and it all fall to the ground. So suppose in the dream, these represent the different agriculture techniques to keep the soil fertile by, I guess, doing rotation and letting a portion of the land rest, and there are other weird things going on. The next chamber, which was connected to the first one, and then this whole thing started to morph, I think. The next chamber was how to make asphalt, I think it was how to make asphalt. And you turn out a crank to mix the ingredients or something. The next chamber was pouring the asphalt. So you turn up the crank and the asphalt slowly falls. Turn the crank and the asphalt comes and in layers, and they fall. They make this wall made of layers. So that was one of the upper floors of this museum. I was reading it. I was looking at that whole exposition and thinking of something. I forgot what it was with the soil. Anyway, so downstairs. What was the exposition downstairs? It was like a mix of a scene of Empire and I think so. That was Lucius doing his song, singing presentation. And where was it? The person falling slowly off the ground. Slowly off the ground. Slowly into the ground. Someone was falling slowly from a very tall place, in almost like layers kind of thing. And I think I talked to the person and said, oh, I thought you were doing this. And that this was an interpretation of what the person was saying, which was falling on the ground, which was, I don't remember, If something relates to the soil that was being tilled in that other chamber in the upper floors. And then there's this person, I think behind me, who paid for that demonstration. And also, walking out of that main building, there are some styrofoam information panels. One of them said state of, it was some state that starts with a K, and it's not Kansas. And it's very, it's kind of small and narrow, like Delaware. Yeah, that's the, I think, all exists in the dream. Anyway, I saw this person walk by the features and stop at the, let's say Kansas one, and high five with the picture. I said, oh, this guy. Because earlier in the dream, there was someone who was super privileged racially. And I think last night while playing World of Tanks, I found someone like that. He was complaining, oh, the West Coast server is being, as usual, is infested with foreigners or something like that. And I was poking fun of him. Let's see. Well, and then CGP Grey was meeting at this museum, walking out of that museum. I know CGP Grey because of the boys. We went to, we're testing out a hypothesis, which was doors. Ah, CG Pickery was saying, people has, before 1955, doors had no signs that said, please don't close this abruptly, like don't bang the door. But after 1950, people started snapping at the door, snapping, closing the door, and letting automatic doors close so quickly. They had, now there are signs in the doors. And went to a door and tried to show me the sign, but that door was made of glass, and it was an automatic door. So I was like, you know, this all these doors in this building, in this museum, are automatic. You're not gonna find any of those signs that you're talking about. I think we need to go to something like I don't know, like a restaurant or, I don't know, a lot of glass. But you know, open. Anyway, before this portion, this whole thing about museums and stuff, before that, I was looking into, what was the main case, but into like a crime scene. I was looking into the abduction of someone's two parents. This person had come and saying, where were parents? They disappeared, and we were like, we don't know. So the child stayed with us for a few days, and then went back to the computer, and went back to the computer. Computer. Oh, I'm starting to forget the details. Well, it was very interesting. Inside the dream, it was interesting. They're abducted, and I think it was suspenseful too, because the person who did the abduction could have shown up at the house at any moment. Oh, I have 30 seconds left. This recording thing. It's okay. There was some concern that you might know. Was it related to the hard drive enclosure? I don't remember.